Part 3. Extended Discourse. Questions 21 to 30. But is it art? Your class is listening to a radio program about art. A journalist for the New York Times is talking about British artist Anthony Gormley's One and Other project in Trafalgar Square in London. The project will see 2,400 lottery winners spending 1 hour on the fourth plinth over 100 days, and the journalist is giving his opinion about it. Your teacher might give you a quiz later on, so listen carefully to the program and answer the questions that follow.
When I got to Trafalgar Square, there was a gorilla on the plinth. Obviously, not a real gorilla. A real gorilla wouldn't have stayed on the plinth. The safety net wouldn't have kept anyone safe from a real gorilla. A gorilla wouldn't have been art. It would have been a disaster movie. Unless it was a stuffed gorilla. Then it would have been a Damien Hirst. No, this was a man in a gorilla suit. A gorilla suit that didn't fit. He couldn't do it up at the back. Imagine being too fat for your gorilla suit. Sorry, sir, that's the biggest gorilla we do. Or perhaps he had no one to do it up for him. The gorilla stood on the plinth and threw things. A pair of Italians didn't seem to mind one bit being splatted in the back by a banana. They had, after all, come to England. And what do you come to England for if not zany humor and eccentricity? Up the road, they were changing the guard, a couple of dozen synchronized men wearing bears on their heads. And that's really a great deal more comically obtuse than a solitary nylon great ape. So what was I supposed to think about the monkey man? Was he a miniature King Kong? Was he mocking the idea of memorial greatness? Was he an allegory of extinction and loss? Or was he a drunk fiancé from a stag night who'd been put up here by his mates? Was there a Jane waiting at some desperate altar? A specially adapted JCB cherry picker beep-beeped across the square to replace him with a lady in orange carrying a bunch of red roses. The monkey picked up his used banana skins and, clambering into the JCB, wished the lady in orange good luck. He sat in the JCB looking endangered. His hour on the plinth was over. Now it was back to being a supply teacher or a groom or a doorman at the Rainforest Cafe. When Anthony Gormley's great democratized lottery project started, I watched the local television reporter ask him with that sneery, chummy, man of the people, common sense incredulity that local TV reporters wallow in. This isn't really art at all, is it? To which Gormley replied with a straight bat, "Why does it matter to you?" What is depressing about the art question is that art itself has been answering it for more than 120 years. It has been modern art's primary concern, and for people who have Andy Warhol prints in their loos to still be asking, "Is it art?" as if that were an intelligent question, is immensely depressing. You just haven't been concentrating, have you? "Is it art?" is a question asked by the culturally insecure, those who need to know that the bag they carry their opinions and prejudice in it is the real Louis Vuitton. Here is a simple rule. Art isn't anything. The purpose of art isn't to be art. It's to move, to be inspiring, depressing, exciting, to manipulate, to realize feelings and thoughts that are too subtle and too deep to put names to.